300 people gathered for an anti-racism rally today, hosted by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, or ILWU, in San Francisco. The event brought together hundreds of activists, from labor union organizers to anti-police brutality activists, from feminists to protesters demanding the release of Troy Davis, a man on Georgia's death row who many believe was framed and wrongly convicted of murdering a police officer in Savannah, Georgia. Townwin reports.
Hundreds of activists of all ages and races gather today at the local ILWU hall. A diverse crowd gathered underneath ILWU signs that read, "Free Troy Davis," "Stop the war in Iraq," and "An injury to one is an injury to all." I asked some people in the crowd why they attended the anti-racism rally today.
Fighting racism. The important thing to unite all working people, white, black, Latino, Asians.
I'm a blue-collar worker. We're working in the local 10, and I think that it keeps us abreast of what's going on, and we're glad that we still have these type of rallies to keep us going and motivated at a time like this.
A space for people to get to talk about police brutality and then how worker organizing connects and labor organizing connects to racism, which I think...
The ILWU has a long history of coalition building and taking on issues beyond workers' rights. Stan Woods is an organizer with the ILWU. He speaks about why the union has been and continues to be active in anti-racism efforts.
We believe the trade unions aren't just about wages, benefits, and working conditions, but also about issues of social justice. It shouldn't just be left to broad coalitions of the street. The labor movement has tremendous power if it decides to use it.
Since the election of President Obama, many people have said that we are living in a post-racial America. Clarence Thomas, another union organizer, disagrees.
The election of an African-American president, which certainly is a move to demonstrate that we are moving in a progressive trajectory, his election by no means means the end of racism.
He shares what he believes to be a stark indicator of the racism that continues, even here in the so-called progressive Bay Area.
Just a few weeks ago, all of us had our sensibilities traumatized when we witnessed the murder of Oscar Grant III and the subsequent cover-up. I don't believe any of us in this room would believe we're in the post racial phase.
Reverend Cecil Williams of the Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco was another speaker at the rally. He believes that the shooting of Oscar Grant by BART police officer Johannes Messerli on New Year's Day is evidence of a long-standing practice of racial profiling by the United States government.
That especially young people who stand on the corners of our streets in America find themselves being picked up, carried to jail, carried to court, and sent to prison. And in many ways, we have lost so many young people because of profiling.
The speakers of the event focused on the value of coalition building and mobilizing people to take action. A poet, Curly Estramera, read his poem that illustrates the impact of community organizing, specifically in the response to the shooting of Oscar Grant.
But throughout days and half the night, the people raged and took up the fight. A community's pain and struggle so well invested that Johannes Messerli was finally arrested.
For more information on anti-racism events hosted by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, go to www.ilwu.org. For the KPFA Evening News, this is Tao Nguyen.
And you are listening to the Evening News on KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and KPFA.org with Rose Katabchi. I'm David Rosenberg.